In this video, we're going to talk about how to get more backlinks. Like I mentioned in the beginning of the course, I've seen many things over the years as I've taken SEO courses, as I've seen content produced on the internet related to backlink acquisition. There are many different tactics and ways to manipulate people and to try to get links from other websites. And there's a lot of noise in this space. Very often you'll hear people talk about buying links or trading links or joining link schemes. All of these things are very bad. You should totally avoid them because they are short-term tactics to try to get your website ranking faster. And over time, Google will understand that your website has no authority, has no trustworthiness. You might rank quickly in the short term, but then over the long term, you will get downranked, you will get taken out, and Google will correct and adjust based on the quality of your backlink profile. So, with that in mind, in this course, I try to list backlink acquisition tactics that are sound, that are reasonable, that are not scammy, that are useful, and hopefully you can use them to get more links to your website and build your domain authority profile over time. The most important idea to keep in mind in terms of backlinks is that you have to give to authoritative entities. You have to be able to provide value to other linkers. And so by giving things away, you can get more links to your website. And whether that's giving away resources or even giving away links to other websites by linking out to other websites, you have to provide value to be able to get links. This has been the common theme for the entire course, so I don't expect this to be new information to you, but it all ties together, and providing value is the way to get backlinks. The types of content that gets links, I talked about this a little bit in the production module, but the short list is high value information and resources, contribution and attribution. So this is creating resources that link out to other businesses, that link out to other authoritative entities, and data, news, and tools. Anything that can be useful over time, anything that's a reference that people can come back to, or anything that's updating continually over time. These are great things to create to build a backlink profile for your website. One of the best ways I've seen to acquire links is to use data and tools and news to build links. And I'm going to give you some examples of this. So one of the examples I have here is ShipBob. ShipBob has a page on their website that talks about carrier data, and it specifically provides data for how long it takes to ship an item using different services. So they have FedEx here, UPS listed here, DHL, e-commerce, USPS, OSM, and a bunch of other shipping providers. And this value updates dynamically. It updates, it looks like every couple of weeks they add a data point. And this page on their website has given them almost 8,000 backlinks to their website. And you can see here, it's only been in existence for about 3 years. It looks like they published it in 2020. And to be able to acquire that many links over time is huge for a business. Now, for ShipBob, they have a huge backlink profile, 8,000 links for them. If I go to their root site, you can see they have 231,000 backlinks. 8,000 backlinks is really awesome, but they have many different pages on their site that have acquired links over time. But I also just wanted to show you that this is the ideal SEO performance timeline. As you can see, ShipBob since 2017 has been linearly putting out content week after week, month after month, year after year, and slowly they've been increasing their backlink profile. So the blue line is the backlinks to their website, the referring domains to their website. And you can see as they produce more content and as they've increased the referring domains, the squiggly orange line is their organic traffic over time, and it just continually goes up and up. And you can see the organic search in the last 30 days, they're up 12,000 keywords, they're up 24,000 a month in traffic. And so this is what I like to see. This is a great long-term focused SEO profile. What I don't like to see is websites that start at zero and then they jump up really quickly and then they go down and then they go up and then they go down and they are all over the board. That's a very clear sign to me that they're using tactics to manipulate Google. They're not actually providing any value. They're mostly just following the latest SEO trends and they're trying to show up in the rankings higher than they should. Whereas ShipBob has just continually provided value through their content. They've consistently increased their content and they've increased the value that they provide over time. And they have used this to grow their organic traffic significantly. And this has significantly impacted the performance of their business over time. The next example I want to show you is the business name generator. This is by Shopify. Shopify is one of the best SEO performing websites on the internet. Their ability to produce excellent content and have a strong backlink profile over time just allows them to acquire so much traffic from Google. But anyways, this is a free tool, a business name generator, and This has attracted a lot of links for Shopify. So this business name generator tool has attracted 52,000 links to their website. And actually, this business name generator tool ranks for a lot of different keywords. You saw in the ShipBob example, if I go back to the carriers page, it doesn't actually rank for a lot of things, even though it has a lot of links to this page. There's no content on that page. It's just data. So it doesn't really rank for a lot of things. But Shopify has added some content to their page to make it more valuable, to add more context, to make it rank for different keywords. And so as they've increased the backlink profile for this page, they've seen it rank for a lot of different keywords over time. You can actually see here that it looks like they only had a few pages inside the subdomain. So like after business name generator, so it'll be any page that's downward of that page. And then it looks like in 2021, they increased that to a few hundred pages. So they must have come up with a bunch of different categories or ways of doing business name generators. And it looks like it's worked out really well for them. They went from a couple hundred thousand in traffic to now they're over 700,000 in traffic a month just to this page alone. These links that are linking back to this page not only impact this page, but impacts the domain over time. And you can see the domain rating here from Ahrefs, a 95 out of 100. That's a super strong backlink profile. So Shopify is not to be messed with. They are not to be trifled with. But you can see how free tools generate lots of links. And you can actually see, if you go to Shopify's top pages, you can see that business name generator tool actually is one of the highest trafficked pages on their website coming from Google. So you can see how free tools not only bring in traffic for your business, but they also build links. And so providing that value to other people can be a really great way to build links over time. The next example is a free grammar checker. This is by Zoho. I'm not super familiar with Zoho and their offerings, but I stumbled on Zoho as I was doing some Googling. And usually that's a good sign. If somebody's showing up in Google, then they probably have decent SEO. And what I loved about this resource is that it gives you the free tool, but it also promotes their Chrome extension that they want you to install. And so I'm assuming once you install the Chrome extension, then that leads you to paying for different services that they offer. And so they have the free tool here. They have some content on the page, which is great, helps them rank for some different things. So if we look at the SEO statistics on this website, it doesn't have as many links as some of the previous examples that I gave, but it does have 420 links, which is a significant amount of links. And you can see this page is bringing in 74,000 a month in traffic, which is huge compared to the backlink profile that this page has. And this speaks to the domain authority. It's a 91 out of 100. Providing free value for people will help you show up in the rankings, but it also helps build your backlink profile. So this is just another example of that. Zoho has a couple other examples here. They have an Excel invoice template. So you can just download this template or you can open the sheet online and this gets you into Zoho. It gets you into their product. So that's another way how they're able to acquire customers. And looking at the backlink profile for this, only 23 links, but 10,000 a month in traffic coming from this website. So this, the value of the traffic coming to this website is 13,000 a month. And so you can see how providing free value for people can attract lots of links, but it can also get you showing up in the rankings and getting you exposed to new traffic and new customers. They also have an invoice template here. You can just fill in the blanks with all of these different sections here in this invoice and you can download it. This tool, 57 links, almost 40,000 a month in traffic. The value of this page is $23,000 a month in traffic. Like I said before, this speaks to their domain authority. Google trusts Zoho. They know that they're putting out valuable things on the internet, but you can see how producing these free tools and free value on the internet is a great way to acquire links. It's a great way to acquire traffic to your website. Don't think that you only have to produce content. It's all about producing value on the internet, and it's all about building links to that content, building links to the tools that you have, and that will get you showing up in the rankings and ultimately building that domain authority so that all of your content ranks over time. Getting more links relies heavily on promoting your content, and over time, you should be building your audience and building a list of people that listen to you and that read your content and consume your content. And so you want to be able to promote your content through multiple different channels. You want to be able to promote your content on an email list, promote on social media, promote on relevant forums, and also you can promote your content using advertising. And this will help acquire more links. It'll help get your content in front of the right people so that you can acquire more links over time. So one of the best ways to get links outside of providing value through your content and through your tools and resources is to reach out to other content producers on the web. So you'll find other content producers that produce best of lists or resource lists. You can imagine who ranks at the top of your category for best fill in the blank tool or best fill in the blank online business business or whatever. Find out who is producing these lists, who ranks at the top, and reach out to that business and ask them to be included in the list. If your website is reputable, if your business is reputable, then it should be no problem. If you're a scam and you're not providing value for people, then they might be hesitant to include you in the list. So there's another thing that you can find is directories and alternatives. So these are websites that publish pages that show all the different businesses in an industry, or they give alternatives to different products and services in an industry. These are generally going to be lower quality links because these websites typically are linking out to a lot of different websites, and Google knows this. These aren't the highest quality links that you can find, but nonetheless, being included in those lists hopefully provide value through traffic from those websites, but also it'll improve your backlink profile and it'll improve your trustworthiness as long as the website you're getting a link from is also trustworthy. Another thing you can find is link roundups or newsletters that publish links. You can find a lot of these that publish links weekly or monthly or even daily sometimes, and you can reach out to them to promote your product or service, and then you can get a link from them. And a lot of times newsletters also publish on the internet, so they're not just links in emails. They'll also produce a web version of that newsletter, and this can help provide links to your website. Some hustle strategies that you can use to build links is, number one, broken link building, and number two, outdated link building. So the way to do broken link building and outdated link building is to search through other websites that you might want to get a link from and try to find a contextual link that your website or a piece of content that you've written might provide value or be able to be a direct replacement of that link, and see if the link is broken or the piece of content that they link out to is outdated. And you can reach out to this entity and let them know that the link is broken or that the content is old and that you produce a piece of content that's newer and better and provides more value, trustworthiness, authority, information, and more context to the link that was provided in the content. And so the way to do this is not to just search through a bunch of different websites and find one-off broken links. Once you find a broken link, use a tool like Ahrefs to find all of the backlinks to that broken page, and then reach out to all the websites that link to that page and let them know, hey, this is a broken link on your website. This page no longer exists, or this content no longer exists. You can swap out this link for my piece of content. It's just as good, or if not better, and we're a really reputable website. You can trust us. And ultimately, you can build links using this strategy. I call it a hustle strategy because it definitely takes more time to do all this outreach and managing all of this. But I've seen, even with people that I've done SEO consultations for, they just reach out to people and they get links. It can be a very valuable tool for your website and for your business, especially early on as you have really low domain authority and you don't really have a huge impact in your industry. You can use this to start to build your backlink profile and to start to build trustworthiness and authority. The last thing I'll mention is contribution. Another way to provide value for other businesses is to contribute to their business. So you can do guest posting on other websites. This is a really old tactic. It's nothing new. Providing value by publishing blog posts on other websites and providing content for other websites allows you to usually get links back to your website from those websites. It's a pretty reliable way to get links from other websites, but obviously it's quite a bit of effort. You have to actually produce the content that you're publishing on another website. You have to get approved to do it. You have to provide value for them. It has to be a really good piece of content. So it's not super easy to do. And that's part of the reason why it is a good tactic still today, because you're not just spamming links in the comments or something like that. You're actually providing value for the business. Another thing is becoming a podcast guest or getting on podcasts. This can help build links from other podcasts and other websites that produce media. And if you get picked up in a podcast, you can also get links from other websites that talk about news and updates and things like that. Somebody might talk about the fact that you were on a podcast and they might like your story or be inspired by you, and that'll provide links back to your website. And then lastly, I'll mention collaborations. I wouldn't directly swap links with other businesses, but I will say that you can collaborate with other brands. You can collaborate with other companies in your industry. And this can be a way to get links from other websites by doing cool things in your industry, whether you do philanthropic efforts together, or you team up and you help out a certain group of people. That can be something really cool, not only for your brand, but also to get some more links to your website.